Imagine the government comes to your town to build free houses, right? But before they lay a single brick, they ask you to plant a community garden.
Yeah, it sounds completely backwards.
Right. Well, welcome to today's deep dive. We're looking at a stack of sources on the 2008 Enhanced People's Housing Process, or, the EPHP.
And our mission today is really to unpack how this, well, seemingly dry government policy framework actually holds this radical, highly effective blueprint for community empowerment and poverty eradication.
So the massive philosophical pivot here is that the government realized their old approach was just completely failing. I mean, they were just delivering these uniform housing products to people.
Exactly. They realized they needed to shift the goal from just building houses to building sustainable human settlements.
It's kind of like the difference between, handing someone a mass-produced fast food meal through a drive-through window versus organizing a neighborhood potluck, where the community actually designs the menu and cooks together.
I love that analogy. That potluck idea really gets to the core of the EPHP because it builds what the framework calls housing citizenship.
Housing citizenship.
Yeah, so when a developer just drops a cookie-cutter house into an area, it completely ignores the existing social capital.
Right, like the built-in networks and trust between neighbors.
Exactly. All that cooperation just gets bypassed.
Yeah.
But the EPHP actually requires the active involvement of women and youth especially. It transforms people from passive recipients into actual project leaders.
Okay, but if the community is driving the development, how are the houses physically getting built? I mean, I have to ask the skeptical question
Go
here.
for it.
Isn't this just a scheme for the government to save money by, forcing poorer communities to provide free construction labor?
Look, it is incredibly easy to see it that way at first glance. And the sources do note that sweat equity or, physical labor is an option,
Right.
but it is absolutely not the sole determining factor. To qualify, communities must make four contributions, but those can be incredibly diverse. Well, organizing savings groups, donating land, or even initiating community food gardens and taking over area maintenance.
Wait, really? So how does planting a garden or picking up trash translate to a physical brick house being built? Are those non-construction contributions actually measured fairly against the cost of a house?
Yeah, so the mechanism is what makes it work. By taking over public maintenance or food security, the community frees up municipal funds.
Oh, wow.
And then the government matches those freed up funds and redirects them into physical building materials.
So their civic action is literally buying the bricks. That makes so much sense. And looking at the visual evidence and the source material, the results are pretty striking.
Yeah, they really are.
There are photos of these sturdy brick homes, including this uniquely painted greenhouse with a wire fence and a front porch.
Right, which proves this process creates individualized homes, not just cookie-cutter units.
But to achieve that level of individualization, the government couldn't just hand over the materials and walk away.
Right.
No, not at all. They built a really robust support scaffolding. The funding structure dictates that government money doesn't just go to capital costs like bricks and mortar.
Right.
It explicitly funds capacity building.
Meaning they are paying to train the community to handle the project themselves.
Exactly. They bring in community resource organizations or CROs, and these groups teach the community project management, financial administration, and, long-term house maintenance.
And the funding is phased, right? Like pre-project, during the project, and at closure.
Spot on. That ensures the community fully absorbs and actually owns the skill set long after the government leaves.
So the EPHP really is a masterclass in realizing that a project's true value isn't just the final physical product.
Definitely. It's the community buy-in, the pride, and those lasting skills generated along the way.
By prioritizing the process over the product, the end result is both a better house and, a stronger, more resilient neighborhood.
Which is exactly what a human settlement should be.
Exactly. Which leaves you with something to ponder. If a massive bureaucracy can successfully hand over the control of complex infrastructure projects to everyday citizens,
Yeah.
what projects in your own life or your workplace might actually thrive if you handed the steering wheel over to the end users? Sometimes, you just need to ditch the fast food and trust the neighborhood to host the potluck.